shel Maisa Sheni. Somebody has a seller that's the money of Maisa Sheni. How do you have that? That's a trashi. Dinrin shechil alaya Maisa Sheni. Metchil you have Maisa Sheni. If you had grapes, they were Maisa Sheni. And you don't want to carry the grapes to Yerushalayim, so you ponder it on money. So you take a coin, so now the money has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it. Is Allah, it has Kedusha to it, like the Mishnah, Maisa Sheni, Ein Sheitlam Kenegdo Din Rezov. You can't use it to weigh out other Din Rezov. So as you know, Claude, this is a pound of silver here. So you have a scale, and you want to weigh other coins to make sure it's also a pound of silver. So you can't use this Maisa Sheni on one side of the scale to weigh out the other ones. Because I'll be the mitzvah. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, they have the Afilu Lachal Lol of Maisa Sheni. Even though the second coin you're weighing out is also for Mechilu Maisa Sheni, you also want to use it for Maisa Sheni. Still, it's awesome. Acher. Zemar Iyam Bishleima Ki Pligi Rav Shmu. Where's the Machlekes Rav Shmu Min Elaner? That Rav even asked his mamish using an Elaner. Avo Bekinsa Oser, but by Kinsa it's Oser. Also Shmuel, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is only by Minel and their Mamish. We're using your menorah from his menorah. That's where Shmuel is matter. But if you use a kisim, a toothpick in between, even Shmuel holds a suffer of a zoy holoi to have a tiyufta. This price wouldn't be a tiyufta to Shmuel. I Shmuel says Minel and their is mutter. I tell it's only to light the nair directly from the next nair. Mashenkin, a kisim in between, that's usher. There also this was that kisim in between. You're using moyish to maisa sheni on one side, even though on the other side of the scale you also want to use silver coins. For what purpose? To eventually be mechala maisa sheni on it. And here we say it's also. Why is it also? Because right now when you're putting it on the scale, it's not maisa sheni yet. Both coins are not maisa sheni. You're using your maisa sheni to weigh out other coins. Even though eventually you use those coins for Maisa Sheni, but right now they're not Maisa Sheni. So that's Daimut, where you want to light a toothpick in between. And even a toothpick, even Shmuel is Osir. So then this Brisa comes, I'll go even according to Shmuel. Ha, Eliyamrit bekinsim nami shari. But if you want to say no, the whole Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is only when you're using a toothpick. When you're using a direct nair to a nair, even Rav holds a saucer. Whereas the Machlekes when you're using a toothpick in between. And even with a toothpick in between, still, Shmuel says it's mutter. Why does Shmuel say it's mutter? You're allowed to light a toothpick from the menorah to light another menorah. The svara is because when you're lighting the toothpick, you're not stop lighting it for your own purpose. You're lighting the toothpick almanah to light the second menorah. You want to use that one for that one. So that's mutter according to Shmuel. So the same svara should be over here also then. That to use this maris to maisa sheni, since why you're using the scale right now? Because you want to use it eventually for maisa sheni, that should be mutter then, according to Shmuel. How come the price says it's also? So that's a raya, it'll be a tiyuk to the Shmuel Evazoi. And the Gemara name, Eliyamit bekinsam nami shari, whatever tiyuk to, this chur should be a tiyuk to the Shmuel. Now the Marama Rabba could be known as not tiyuk to the Shmuel. Even though Shmuel says you're allowed to light a toothpick from one menorah to another menorah, here it's worse. You can't use this Maisa Sheni to weigh out other coins. Why? It's a gzeira shema lo yechave mishkaleisov. The komafik luluchulim. You want to weigh off one coin to another coin, but maybe when you weigh off the second coin, it won't be a good coin. It won't be a pound of silver, and you won't use it for Maisa Sheni. So since you're not going to use it for Maisa Sheni, Kumta says to use the first coin of Maisa Sheni with a visa mitzvah. You use it to weigh out other coins. And if the second coin would come out to be exactly a pound, and you will use that coin later to be mechala Maisa Sheni, then that would be mutter. Because you're doing it now, I'm going to ask for another mitzvah. But there is maybe the second coin won't weigh exactly a pound, and you won't use it for the Maisa Sheni. So then you stam use the first coin of Maisa Sheni for nothing, for no purpose. That's why it's also. So that wouldn't be a kasha stir with the Shmuel. More Mosiv Rav Sheshis. Pasuk says, Michutz la Proiches Eidus Yarech. When you lit the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, it was called Michutz la Proiches, outside the Proiches, for Eidus Yarech. V'chiloyre hu tzorech, did we need the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash for the or to have light in the Beis Hamikdash? V'aloi kol aboyim shona sholcho b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. All the 40 years the Yidim were going in the Midbar, loyholcho el liyorei. How did they go in the Midbar? The Eibush Tishchina, the Anani HaKovet gave the Eish, gave off fire. To see if the Eibush wants fire, he can take care of his own light. He doesn't need us to light the menorah to make the base of Midrash lichtig. It can be lit by the Eibishter alone. Ella, what's the purpose of having the menorah lit in the Beis Hamikdash? Ella Eidus, see, this is an Eidus. Levoy Yerlin for the whole world. Shashchina Sher B'Yisrael. That calls the man, the menorah is lit, the nisim are happening with the menorah, that's Arayah, the Shechina of the Eibishter is with us. For the Gemara, my Eidus, like, where's the Eidus? Where's the net? Like, where's something special by the menorah that we see Hashem, we see the Shechina? Omar Rav Zu Ner Maravi. This means the Ner Maravi. So Shalav, it means the middle candle or the second to the left. Which candle was the Ner Maravi? Shenoisein Bo Shemin. They used to put Shemin Kemidas Chavrusel, the same Chati Lug. They put into all the candles of the menorah. There were 7 cups in the menorah. All of them had the same shear. Over the next half, the Mimenu Hoyamadlik, they always lit first from the Ner Maravi. The Ner Maravi was always burning. So you used to light from it. And that always used to end off. The Ner Maravi always lit the longest one. So Ner Maravi, that was the Eidus that the Shechina is in Klal Yisrael. So the Maravi, Hocho, Kiva, the Kivi, and Neiros, the Kasha now in the Menorah. The Menorah itself had 7 candles, like 7 cups, the older Menorah. That was saying now the Ner Maravi, that was always lit. They used to light the other Neiros from the Ner Maravi. Now the Ner Maravi was screwed in. It was part of the Menorah. You couldn't move it. You couldn't pick up this Ner to light the other ones. So how do you get the Ner, the fire, from the Ner Maravi to light all the other ones? Elamai l'chur, you had to use a toothpick in between. Or you had to lose a candle in between. You see, it's mutter to use something else and take away the light from the Ner Maravi to light all the other Menorahs. So chur tekash on Rav? V'hoch zot gemara kiv on the kiviya Neros. Since the menorah was all one piece, so all the neros were steady, loisagi the loimishkal v'yad luka, to how to take and light something in between to light from one to the other. Is lechura kasha, bein lemandiyam mishum visa mitzvah, or bein lemandiyam mishum achushim mitzvah. Here's the kasha and rav, according to both shotim. Here's the mitzvah the iraisa. And still we see, since it's a sarach, the mitzvah, to light the other neros, you're allowed to take a toothpick in between to light to catch on fire from the Ner Maravi to light the other ones. So it's a kasha and rav, according to both man the yomrim. And the Gemara, no, there's no kasha from the Ner Maravi. Tir Gemara, popa, bepsilas aruchis. We're talking about the psilas, the wicks, on all the 7 candles were very, very long wicks. So you should do is like pick up the wick itself and make it stick to the Ner Maravi and then put it back into its place. So every single wick we lit directly. So that's zicha mutter. That's called minela ner. That's mutter. For the Gemara, Abba Saif Saif, Laman Diyama Mishum Achushim Mitzvah Kasha. That's only good if you learn that it's only yosa to use a kisim, to use a toothpick in between, because the visa mitzvah. But let the man diyom, according to Rav, it's even also to light one ner from another ner. Because achushe mitzvah and achushe ner, it looks like you're taken away from the mitzvah. There also, when you light the wicks from the Ner Maravi, it should look like you're taken away from the Ner Maravi. And the Rechonami Kasha, that this man diyom attack at Shver, will be a tiyuf than Rav. It's an upshog on that man diyom. That can't be the pshan that man diyom. About kol parz of Gemara, my heavy law. What's the maskona? What's mutter of anlikim and ela ner? How much is shmul matter? Is shmul matter to light with a kisim in between, or is shmul only matter to light from one ner to the other ner? Omer Rafuna bread of Yeshua chazina. Let's take a look. I had loko oisim mitzvah. The shaila, what's the ikka mitzvah by lighting the ner Chanukah? Is the ikka mitzvah the hadloka mamish lighting the ner? I had loko oisim mitzvah. Then madlikim and ela ner. Then you're allowed a light from one ner to another ner. It would be mutter. Aber vi hanocho is a mitzvah, but if the hanocho makes the mitzvah, then ain madliki manela ner. Hey, then the ikka mitzvah is not just I'm lighting the ner. The ikka mitzvah is after the ner is lit, you have to put it down in a nice place where it's going to stay there the half an hour to show the pierce of manet. So the actual lighting one ner to another ner is not called a mice the mitzvah directly. You didn't finish the mitzvah until it's put down. So then it'll be usher. That's called the visa mitzvah. As if you hold the ikka mitzvah ner chanuk is lighting the ner, b'shas you light the candle, you make the mitzvah, then avad l'mimutta. About you put this candle to the next candle, so you be mekayim your mitzvah, b'shas you lighting it for the next mitzvah, pshit and throw, that should be mutter. There's no visa mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvahs together. But if the okima mitzvah first comes later, after you lit it, then you put it down in its own place, then b'shashi lit it. It wasn't the whole mitzvah. Maybe there it should be yosef. Let's see, Rashi. Well, Rashi has a ganz arich. He's not going to go into about the Ner Maravi. There's a shaila in the Gemara exactly where the menorah stood. Did the menorah stay between Mizrach and Maariv, or between Dorim and Tzofin? As Nafkamina, which exactly Ner was in the Maravi? Was it the middle one, or was it the second from the right? I'm not going to go into this. I'm going to read what she has. Weiter. Tomorrow, safe. Leman diyam lechun. You must understand. I had lokoyt the mitzvah drasha. I had mitzvah shochanuka tluya. It's the first one of the big lines in the bottom, in the middle. I had lokoyt the mitzvah. I had mitzvah shochanuka tluya. I had lokor. If it's totally the yikus and lighting the menorah, then madlikim. Then avadi relight a light from one ner to another ner. Kadiyash chon the menorah. A raya will be for the ner from the menorah. From the menorah, you're allowed to take the psila from one wick and light it from the ner maravi. Why? Because by the menorah zicha, the mitzvah is that locker. The mitzvah is lighting it. So since b'shash you're lighting it, you're mekayim the mitzvah, there's no bees the mitzvah. But by Ner Chanukah, there's a svaro, vihan locho is the mitzvah. The yike mitzvah so tluya banocho. The yike mitzvah, the ner is after it's lit, you have to put it down in a place. It has to be in a place where it's shasta pasum and isa. Or then the svaro would be, ein madlikim ner on ner. The yadloka lav mitzvah kuli hai. The adlock is not, even though it's a chilek of the mitzvah, Havad, you can't have the mitzvah chanukah without lighting it. If you just put it down, it's nothing. But it's not the gemar mitzvah, it's not the whole mitzvah lighting the menorah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah until after it's lit, you put it down again. So about mishas lighting it, you're not mekayim the whole mitzvah, that could be called the Yerabiza mitzvah. So it's totally, do we hold adlocka is a mitzvah, or do we hold hanokka is a mitzvah? We'll soon bring rayas. Halacha, we hold adlocka is a mitzvah. Therefore, mikvah dinis should be mutter to light minel aner. That's why it's brought down the locha. You're allowed to light minel aner. But lemaisa, we're machmer on ner Chanukah, we don't light minel aner either. And the simple reason is because achap, because we hold mikvah han mitzvah ner Chanukah is ner ishu basically. The ikah mitzvah is just one light each night. Come to say the second, the third, and fourth, the other neris we light are not the ikra mitzvah. Therefore, you're not allowed to take away the fire from the first ner to light the second, light the third, because it's called like a biza mitzvah. Because the second candle we light, the third candle we light, is not the same must mitzvah as the first ner. The first ner is the ikra mitzvah. That we light, the second, third, and fourth, is only to mekayim hididik mitzvah, but not the ikra mitzvah. Therefore, the ma'aser more brings down with not knowing in a case where you lit your first candle. And then you want to light your second candle, you should not light your second candle from the first candle. Because it's sad to say, that's not called madlikim and elaner. Ve'enachanami, let's say one person the first night with one candle. Now you're coming to light your menorah also the first candle, that's the exact same mitzvah, then avada mitzmuta, that you're allowed to light madlikim and elaner. Who what did Mehilcha Shabbos would do like that? By Ner Shabbos, Isha, she lights menel and ner, she's allowed to go around lighting menel and ner. Because they're all the same must mitzvah. Just by Ner Chanukah, that the Ikka mitzvah is just the first Ner. The second one is not the Ikka mitzvah, so you shouldn't light one from the other. But the Ma'a we're holding now is, what's the Shlochi? Is Hadlokoi the mitzvah, or is Hanokoi the mitzvah? So the Ma'a will bring you rice. Toshima, Diyomar Rova, Hoyetofosh Ner Chanukah. Somebody was holding the Ner Chanukah in his hand. V'yoymit, is Loyosav Leklum. He wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah's Ner Chanukah. Even though he lit it, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara Shmamin if Mir Zaraya Hanocho is a mitzvah. You're not making the mitzvah with lighting alone. So you have to put it down in a good place where there'll be pasum and esef from that place. So the Gemara no. Hosom there's different reason. Even that locker wasn't a good locker. People see you holding an air in your hand. Usually when people hold an air in their hands, the pshat is it's dark outside. He wants older to have light around him. So b'chal there's no pirsa manes. Even b'shas, you lit the menorah when it was in your hand, there's no mitzvah. People don't see the pirsa manes. It looks like it's being lit just for your own purpose. So if even adlokka is the mitzvah, that's not called a good adlokka. Drashiyoy topas b'ner chanukah b'yodoy mishadlik achakovsa. The whole time was in your hand. So you're not yoytze. Drashi b'oymeid, lav davka, kem losh nashat, litzorka, lishtamish v'lekeheka nisa. People think you lit it for your own purpose to have or, and not for the mitzvah. Toshma bin Yiraya, the Yomar Rova, Hedlika Bifnim. If you lit the menorah inside your house, Vahoytiyu, and then you took it outside, Bisman HaGemara, that the Ika lighting was outside, is Layosav Leklum. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the Gemara, Iyam, if Bishleim Adloko is the Mitzvah, if the Ika Mitzvah is Adloko, then it's very good. Hadloko bin Mekayim Abinim. The Ikka mitzvah is lighting. You have to light it in the place where the Pirsum Anes takes place. In Bizmana Gemara, the Pirsum Anes was outside in the Pesach. So if you lit it inside, you didn't do the mitzvah. Mishum hachil yosa klum. That's a good rai. That's why you weren't making the mitzvah. Eli yamr tanochoy se mitzvah. But if you learn the Ikka mitzvah, danochom, putting it in a good place, how come you're not gates here? Ain't a chanami litim nor inside your house. But right afterward, you took it outside and put it in a good place. That's called a good hanocha. You should be in the kind of mitzvah. And the Gemara name, Hosam Nami, Horoyu Oimel, Litzarkahu Diadlako. About people saw that you took a lit nair from inside your house, but you lit it inside. People say, why did he light it inside? Because he wanted to use it. I now is taken outside. Vaiti wants to use it outside. So Vaiti, there's no piercing a nest now outside. Since it came from the inside, where it's mucher, it wasn't made for the nest, it was made for your own use, even outside people don't see the piercing a nest. That's why you're not yoitzim. But it could be, but you make a good hanacha, we'll soon see tomorrow, what called good hanacha is, maybe hanacha is also a good mitzvah. Trashi b'fnim abayis. Vaiti l'chutz, they took it outside for the Yom Liel. Tetzorach l'anicha ha-pesach beisim v'chutz. You have to leave the menorah outside your house. Is the yam bishleim adloka is the mitzvah mishumach liyosav leklum. The chiv on the zuhi mitzvah sadik mitzvah the lighting sarach shetayosav b'mokim chiyuvay. You have to light it outside also b'mokim chiyuvay. But if you say no, the ikim mitzvah danocha here the danocha was done outside and the gemara now you can be matchon still because people don't know that's done the shame the shameness. Right, the maskana will see tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Let's come on the Chavez and Mabez. Toshma, Dom Rav Yeshua ben Levi.